Blog Talk Radio.
I've been coming to Darlington Raceway for as long as I can remember.
Dale Earnhardt is about to win the sixth of the last.
There's so much history here.
Elliott now midway between turns three and four, looking for $1 million.
Darlington has some of the toughest races.
Burton looks down to the inside. He'll not be able to.
I've watched my heroes leave here in both victory and defeat.
And Cale Yarborough as your leader.
Here goes Gant right down to the inside.
That's the kind of racing in the old days you used to see at Darlington. Physical for the last five laps.
There's no other place like Darlington.
From the bottom, they are three wide on the back straightaway.
I'm Dale Earnhardt Jr., driver of the number 88 Nationwide Chevy SS. We are celebrating Darlington's throwback race weekend with a special Grey Ghost paint scheme honoring NASCAR icon Buddy Baker. Come join me and the entire NASCAR family as we pay tribute to the history and heritage of our sport at Darlington Raceway. The tradition continues Sunday, September 4th at the Bojangles Southern 500. Reserve your seats now by calling 866-459-RACE or visit darlingtonraceway.com.
It's Monday night, and it's time to get rowdy. Catch up on this week in ARCA and NASCAR with news and comments. Plus, you never know who will stop by for a visit. Right here on the Rowdy Maglite Show. Here's your weekly radio duo, Rowdy and Mark.
All right, I'd like to welcome everybody back to Monday night with Rowdy Maglite Racing and the Rowdy Maglite Show, and I'll bring on my catch can man from Chi-Town, Mark. What's going on there, Mark?
Oh, Rowdy, the weather's finally turned. You sent something to that warm Alabama worm up here, so we're enjoying it. It's in the 80s for a change. It's racing weather, and was at a good race this weekend, so we got plenty to talk about with the racing this past weekend and the racing we have coming up this weekend.
I hear you there, Mark. I also got Jackman Jeff up there. Hey, Jackman Jeff, how are you doing up there? Up there.
How you doing, Roddy? Glad to be here tonight. Like Mark says, we finally got some half-decent weather up here.
Well, you know, it had to happen sooner or later. So we're getting ready for Toledo.
Yeah, Rowdy, the short tracks, high bank, fast half mile. Jeff and I have been there more than once. Looking forward to being there this weekend. Should be a quick race. Generally, there aren't a lot of cautions. If there are, of course, that always slows down the procedures. But we should have a good race this weekend. We have a nice full field. We got some good rookies to look forward to seeing. And, of course, some veterans that we always enjoy seeing. So it'll be a good It'll be a good day.
Mark, Toledo's an awesome track. I know what I've seen on TV, never been there live, looking forward to being there. Mark, if you would, kind of tell us what you did this weekend real quick, and we'll listen to where you went.
Sure, Rowdy. I've been to a few racetracks. You and Jeff know that, and if I had to narrow it down to one, this was probably one of my favorite racetrack, Wisconsin International Speedway, Raceway, actually. It's in Kaukauna, Wisconsin, just outside Appleton. High bank, half mile, small version of Daytona, basically. Three and four circumference is different than one and two, and the banking's different in both. It's a tricky little racetrack to get a hold of, but always produces excellent, excellent racing. They had 36 late models, and they started 25, so unfortunately 11 guys had to go home, not being in the main event. The main event was won on the last lap coming off of turn four, where Steve Apel pulled a great number on the first place car and squeezed away with the win at the finish line. So it was really, really a fun race to watch.
Well, I know, Mark, you always told me that was one of your favorite tracks to go to, so I'm looking forward to going and seeing a race there someday.
Well, hope to get you up there, Rowdy. Yeah, Jeff knows it, too. He hasn't been there for a little bit, and he needs to get back up there with me also.
Well, you guys, you know, I'm kind of on a 50-50 thing here about Toledo. You know, I'd love to go, but it's to be able to go to Michigan and a few more races closer in there, it's going to be kind of tough for me to go, but y'all are going to be there. We got Brad Smith coming on. Hopefully Brad will be on. I hadn't heard back from him this afternoon, but we were confirmed for him to be on this afternoon at 7:10 Eastern time. And just getting ready for Toledo.
Well, like we said earlier, Toledo's a unique half mile. It's high banked. It's kind of, I don't know, call it a squat half mile, where the turns are almost as long as the straightaways, but very, very, very quick. There'll be some phenomenal times at the track. Jeff and I were out there a couple of weeks ago and saw Super Late Models and Outlaw Super Late Models show and enjoyed both, and we're going to enjoy the 200 laps that ARCA's going to put on for us this Sunday. What about you, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to getting back out there. Like Mark said, we were just out there probably 3-4 weeks ago. Saw a really good show. With the ARCA cars, it should be a really good, a great show, actually. They're going to get out around there real quick.
Jeff, what about the racing surface itself? I mean, you know, we talked about Salem being a cheese grater.
Well, I don't think it's as bad as I think it's a little rough, but I don't think it's as bad as Salem. You know, like we said, Salem Lake was a cheese grater. It usually wore the tires pretty good. When we were out there before a few weeks ago, they didn't really have to change tires too often, but it was a shorter race, so the cars were a little bit different. So these cars are a little bit heavier. They might have changed a little more often. We'll see what kind of general tires it brings for the race.
Well, according to what they brought to Salem, they brought the tire because all the drivers were kind of bragging on how the general tire held up.
I suspect it'll be a one-tire, one-gas stop, Rowdy. If you make more than one, it means you're having problems this weekend, I think. 100 laps is easy for these guys to do in a single set of tires and gas, so 200 laps, it should be a single stop. Sometime after lap 100, I would prefer my stop, but that all depends on the cautions and how the race plays out.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen the long-term weather forecast, but I know for here in Alabama, it's supposed to be a great weekend.
Well, the last I looked, we should be able to get the race in. There's a window of, but we're talking almost a week out at this point, so things change, Rowdy. But they should be able to get the race in. It'll be in the 70s. Nice warm weather, comfortable weather to be at the track. And we're hoping for a good crowd.
That's FX1 also televised, isn't it?
It is FX1 on a slight delay, I believe. The race starts before the broadcast starts, but the broadcast starts before the race finishes. So something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, my system here in Northwest Indiana, it has the race starting at 4:00, and I know it starts at 1:00 our time, so it's on a semi-tape delay, but I could be wrong.
Also tonight, Ray Ciccarelli with Wayne Hickson Motorsports is who he was driving at Talladega for and finished 13th, which is pretty impressive at Talladega.
They had a good run at Talladega, didn't they?
Hickson Motorsports, of course, both cars were sporting the Elmore engines, but they had one of them, the two car, they had some kind of electrical. I don't know if they really pinpointed it down before the race was over, but they were having issues with the car, the two car. But the three car finished 13th. That's pretty good. So after,
well, Rowdy, it was until the end, it was a pretty safe, good race. They did have their big one, and that took out a few cars and a few good cars, but it made it for a really exciting finish, didn't it?
It did. Well, like Saturday night in the Cup race, you know, at the very end there was a big one. Larkin knocked out some good cars.
Wasn't even a super speedway either. It was just a speedway accident, and they were tearing them up there too.
Exactly. Also, we're going to have at the 6:55 top of the hour, we got the Brent Holmes Racing Report. I think Jason's going to come on and kind of give us an update for the plans for Toledo Speedway. And then after, I think it's 8:10 Eastern time, 7:10 Central, we got Ed Hutch coming on to talk about MotorFest 2017. Gets you fired up, don't it, Jeff?
Yeah, it does, Rowdy. Last time we talked to him, all the legends of drivers that he said was going to be there, man. I'm sorry we're going to miss it. If you can get there, I would get there, because it's going to be hopefully not one time. Hopefully it'll go on more than this year, but you'll never know. So, and this is the first one they're having. So, and the lineup he gave us with drivers and crew chiefs and owners, they were just legends of people.
Well, you know, that's May the 26th. That's Friday. Actually, that's in Concord. That's in Concord, North Carolina, the week of the 600 coming up. That alone should bring enough people out to make the town loaded down. I think it's being held at the Harley dealership. I hope they got a big, big parking lot.
Oh, Rowdy, the traffic's going to be bad enough as it is with the, 600 weekend, let alone having that big autograph session like that. It's going to take a lot of organization. I wish them the best of luck, and I wish we could be there. The inaugural, the first, it's always special. So if we were there, we could be doing a show. I know how some way we'd be setting up a show, Rowdy, but we'll have to take, unfortunately, the pass this year because of other commitments and go on from there. But we're wishing them the best of luck.
Well, we've got a year to plan on next year. That's the good part, because I know it's going to be successful enough to have it again. And
Yeah, it is, Rowdy.
So Ed's going to kind of finish us up on the other side of the hour. Mark, I'm going to bring Todd in here. Todd, I got an old guest that's called in. Hey, Todd.
Hello, Rowdy.
Hey, Todd, how are you doing?
I am doing great.
Well, we miss you when you don't call in, Todd.
Well, I'm no longer doing the fireman deal, so I don't got to worry about missing the show no more, gentlemen. So every week I will be calling in regularly just like I used to.
Well, Todd, we've got 4 ARCA races under our belt for the year. We're headed to Toledo to get number 5, but so far we're 4-for-4 on our winners in the winner's circle in ARCA.
Well, that's awesome.
We're actually 1 ahead of last year. We wasn't able to get Christopher Bell on. He already had a prior engagement on the time. So last year we missed Christopher, but this year we was able to bring the we got Salem this year, didn't we, Mark?
We did, Rowdy. Salem was an interesting race and an interesting day, and had a lot of fun and got a lot of help that day with our flat tire. That's what I kind of remember about it, that all the great assistance from the race teams that helped us out and got us back on the road and rolling. So thanks to those guys. Salem was a great event.
Well, Todd, what'd you think about the race there Saturday night?
Well, be honest with you, I did not get to see none of the racing. I had used my Facebook to keep up on everything.
Well, I just sporadically saw it off and on. I was out in the garage working and just going back and forth, keeping an update on the night. We had a great time at Talladega, though. I will tell you that, Todd. If you're making it in October, get ready because it's going to be on again. We've already, like normal, we're already planning for for October.
Well, I can tell you, I've already planned and everything, and I just need to get with you, Rowdy, privately to make sure that I get there exactly the same time, so I'm there at the train station exactly the same time you guys are there, so everything can get lined up, and I already took care of everything else, so I'm pretty much ready to rock and roll for there, buddy.
Sounds like a plan.
This is what you can say is a dream come true.
Well, wait till it's over, Todd, and then you'll really be able to say it's a dream come true. We call it the dream weekend, but it's still the dream weekend. You don't have to pay for it. You don't have to have a major sponsor for it to be a dream weekend.
No, we're going on the ARCA budget, Todd, but it's a great budget. So we have a good time. We enjoy each other. We eat good. There's cold beverages available, and it's just a good tailgate situation. And are you going to warm yourself up for Talladega by going to Pocono this year?
Yeah, I am actually going to go to Pocono just for the ARCA race, so I can actually say I've got to see a live ARCA race, considering that's the closest they come to me. And I am getting excited for that. And I have one race before that at Watkins Glen.
Okay.
Which it's the Chump Saline race, as they call it.
Ah, sports cars.
Yeah, a friend of mine is driving, I believe it's an older Camaro.
Oh, like the old FCCA days, Trans Am days.
Yeah, kind of like that, yep.
Well, that'll be fun, Todd. We have something like that here. It's called Vintage Racing Weekend at Elkhart Lake at Road America. It's a lot of fun. I've been to it more than once.
After Watkins Glen race, then they bring in the Vintage Racing Group, and they run the downtown track, just like the old school days.
Wow.
And this is Memorial Day weekend that this is going on at Watkins Glen. It's all weekend long.
Sounds like a pretty good weekend lined up there, Todd.
You know it, but, you know, that's exciting. But more exciting for me is the Pocono for the ARCA race. That I am super excited about. I keep wishing every day that went by that it was that day to go. So, yeah, I'm like, overwhelmed, excited.
Well, don't blame me. It's going to be that's a great place to watch a race with ARCA.
And for the cost to get into that race, there's no way that somebody couldn't afford it.
That's what we're talking about. Todd, this weekend at Toledo, if you go to Menards and buy the ticket through Menards, that seat, the best seat in the house, is going to cost you $15. $25 regular, $15 with a Menards discount.
Well,
no purchase necessary. You can just go in and buy a ticket for the race. It's a great deal.
Well, at Pocono for the ARCA race, because I had talked to somebody on the phone about it. For Pocono, it is only $10 in advance or at the gate.
Wow, what a great deal.
That's why I say there's no way somebody couldn't afford $10. I mean, you can't get no better of a deal than that.
Todd, you ought to be able to charter a bus and go down with that with a group of folks for that rate. $10, wow.
Yeah.
Well, Todd,
are you going by yourself,
or
who are you going with to the Pocono race, Todd?
Well, so far as it stands, I'm going by myself, but unless I find somebody that wants to go with me and they can ride along with me, I won't charge them gas just to have somebody to go with and let them have a good time.
There you go. Have you got your autograph book ready to go?
Well, to be honest with you, I don't have much as far as the ARCA goes.
Uh-huh.
So I am going empty-handed just because I don't have nothing yet. So I'm hoping while I'm there that I can get some stuff.
I'm sure there'll be if they have an autograph session, you can get some hero cards and stuff like that when they get your autograph.
I was told a half hour before the race, they line up on the front stretch, and then you can go down, the fans go down, and they get autographs. So if what I heard is true, then, yep, I'm going to be right there for sure.
Well, good luck with that, Todd. Have a lot of fun, and I know you will, and looking forward to hearing about all the autographs you did get at Pocono when we do the show after the race.
Oh, you know it, and I'm like I say, I'm superly excited because it's my first time to Pocono.
Well, you have the rest of us beat, Todd. None of us have been to Pocono yet either, so that's on one of our lists, I'm sure.
Now, guys, that's to be a big one for you, Mark. You and Joe.
Oh, we'd be going back to Jeff's home state of Pennsylvania, so that'd be worth it for that alone. But, yeah, Pocono is an interesting racetrack. It'd be a lot of fun to cover a race there, Rowdy, and there'll come a time, I think, when we will be back out there and doing that.
Well, guys, go ahead, Todd.
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to... When I'm there, as long as I have cell phone service, I am going to do a Facebook Live so people can actually see what goes on for an ARCA race.
We'll be watching, Todd.
Sure will, Todd. That's a great thing to do. That makes going to the races all that much more fun.
Oh, you know it.
Well, Mark.
Yeah, Rowdy.
Y'all plan on being you plan on being at Toledo. You and Jeff planned on getting to Toledo Sunday morning or Saturday.
We're debating, but we will be there one way or another early Sunday morning, depending if we leave Sunday or we leave Saturday evening. Toledo is not that far of a drive for me. It's a little bit for Jeff, so we're talking about it. We're working out a schedule. We'll be there for sure, though.
Well, Brad must have come into something, or he hadn't called yet, but Brad was supposed to call in at 7:10 Eastern time. I hadn't heard back from him yet, so something may have come up. And we go ahead and talk about, you know, we're going to do the Big Brother, Big Sister event there. We're waiting on how many people are going to be how many mentors are going to be showing up with their little brother and little sister.
Looking forward to it, Rowdy. I'll be interested to see if we have the 50-50 split like we had the last time at Nashville between the males and the females. And I was really glad to see the women out there and showing strong.
Well, Jeff, gonna put you back to work again. That was Nashville, I tell you. hopefully the stadium's not as high up. Well, you all won't have
yeah.
to go up. It'll be a little
yeah.
different setup, won't it?
Yeah, it will be. It's a little bit more condensed, so it's not as bad.
So that's look like we've tried to cover Daytona in the pits during qualifying. That was turned out to be a feet on feet, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, so, Roddy. It was a lot of space to cover, but we managed, and we did a pretty good job.
Did a great job, I tell you. Until we could get our technology up to where it needs to be, that show was pretty good. I mean, the broadband, everything kind of gelled together. But Saturday, it just wasn't going to happen, you know. That's something. Did y'all check on Wi-Fi? Y'all was there 3 weeks ago at Toledo, correct?
Toledo? You know what? I don't remember if we... Yeah, we had Wi-Fi at Toledo, I'm pretty sure, didn't we, Jeff?
Oh,
no, you
I
had,
think so,
you
but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did, Rowdy. Toledo was a good-sized city, so they're in the modern era. They have all the amenities for the Internet there, so... I'm pretty sure we did have it, but we'll check it out this Sunday for sure, Rowdy.
How far is the Toledo Bar and Grill from the track itself? Does it join the property?
It's on the property. It's on the track. You can go to the Bar and Grill from off of Turn 4. There's an entrance into it from the racetrack, and there's also an entrance from the outside. Neat little place. I guess we'll have to try the food there sometime, Jeff.
Yeah, we will. I'm not even familiar where it's at.
It's off of Turn 4. And right where after the grandstands ends, it's along that building past the restrooms.
Okay.
Well, guys, I'm kind of got over Talladega. I'm ready for something a little different here.
Well, we got different coming up, Rowdy. We have a half mile. We have a third mile. We have a 2.5 mile. Then we have another 2 mile. And then we have a half mile again. So we have quite the variety coming up in races right now.
Well, you know, with attendance going down at Cup, looks like they would be trying to do something different. Like a dirt track, but that's, hey, I'm just glad ARCA does 2 dirt tracks, Springfield and DeCoin. First time at DeCoin, 1 mile track. Pretty great night, Bundy Mark. I mean, the ambiance of the state fair in the background, it was a truly one-time, lifetime experience.
It was, Rowdy, and that's why we're looking forward to being back there again this year for it, so... And hopefully Springfield also. We're planning on doing Springfield this year. So we'll get the dirt tracks in. DeCoin is a special place. I really enjoyed it. Hadn't seen you for a few months, so that made it even better, and we were able to work some things out and getting the show even that much better and met a few people and talked to a few people and had a darn good time.
Yeah, we did, Mark. And, you know, like you said, we met some great people that just, we was just out sitting and people just come up and want to talk. You know, it was a really, really great weekend for racing.
Well, like I said, we're looking forward to being back there again, Rowdy, and as many races as we can make this year.
Now for Mark, from what I understood.
Yeah, Rowdy.
Earlier, don't they have something like a speed weekend there, Fest, at Toledo? Ron mentioned something about that all going on at the same time.
Yeah, he did mention something about that, and unfortunately, I don't remember all of it. I think they have it going on where they have tours of the track and an open house type atmosphere. And the way things were being talked up in the trailer that day, we will be taking the Big Brothers Big Sisters for a little tour of the pits and down on the pit lane for the autograph session. And I'm sure they're going to have a lot of fun. Their eyes are going to be open, and they're going to just have a lot of fun.
Well, that's what I told Carol in this office today. I said, they're going to get a special treat by being able to go down that far in and be able to see the cars. I said, you're going to probably sell a lot of mentors that day on racing just to be able. A lot of people have never seen that, Mark.
No, it's amazing how many, you know, you and I, we get spoiled. Jeff and I go to I don't know how many races a year. We're generally in the pit area. We know what's going on. You see the backside of the works of racing, where most people go into the grandstands and sit down, they pay their ticket, they have something to eat, beverage, the kids are with them, they're just having a fun time. So giving them a little look at the other end of the racing spectrum is quite the opportunity, and I'm sure they're going to enjoy it.
Oh, it's going, right. That's what makes all the hard work worth it, when you see the looks on the kids' face. Is that not right, Jeff? I mean, it was priceless.
Oh, yeah, even some of the adults who were even getting into it had never been there before.
Well, listen, everybody, I'm going to bring Ray Ciccarelli on right now. Welcome to the Rowdy Maglite Show, Ray.
Oh, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Well, Ray, 13th at Talladega on the Super Speedway. That's not a bad day.
No, we were all in all, I guess we was happy considering we'd never been there before and kind of a small team out of one car garage and should have done a little better. Just, you know, car was a little tight, just really needed them practice laps that unfortunately all the rain kind of put a halt on that. But all in all, we came out of there in one piece. I was still happy.
Ray, kind of tell the listeners how you got started in the racing. How old was you when you started racing?
Well, when I was a little kid, my dad used to always take me and my brother to the tracks all the time. And then my brother actually got started racing first. I did motocross in the beginning, but stock car wise, we built him a street stock. Right, out, we actually lived in an apartment complex, and we built a street stock for dirt right out of the apartment complex. Just kept it covered with a car cover, and that's actually how we kind of got started. And I just followed my brother's path, and he did some Bush South stuff. We did some Bush North stuff together, and he did some ARCA stuff, and I just kind of just somewhat followed his path and helped him and learned and kind of just kept moving forward.
So you started not a shade tree mechanic, but a tarp mechanic.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's pretty good, Larry. That's exactly right. That's called love of racing, man. That's why Mark and I are here, because we love racing. Mark, you're live. Ray here. I'm
going to
throw him over to you.
Hi, Ray. Welcome to the show. Glad you're on. We're always glad to have somebody on who hasn't been on before, and everybody deserves to be on. So have a great time and some fun with this. But you're coming from an area that you're pretty far away from the ARCA group. How do you handle all the scheduling and the travel time?
Yeah, it's a little tough, actually. I own my own business and all that, so I work 7 days a week, and I couldn't really do this without the help of my brother. You know, he's out of South Carolina, and we actually keep the car down there, and he pretty much does all the prep and maintenance out of our little one-car garage, and then I got a lot of help, from guys that have always helped us in the past, long-time friends, and, we either drive or we fly in and race, and then we get back and go back to work and make more money so we can keep doing it.
Now, will you be running the whole schedule this season?
No, right now I'm kind of self-funded, so I know we got the two speedway programs out of the way. We're going to try to do a couple more. Maybe I like the Poconos and maybe a couple of the bigger races, and then just really get ready for Daytona and Talladega next year. And that kind of puts a damper on the we had some bigger plans, but then had to change the whole body style over to the new body style on the speedway cars. Kind of put a little hurting on the budget this year, so we probably had to scale back some, but We'll still like to get two or three more races in.
Well, I understand the expense and the time it takes to convert to the new bodies, but what's your opinion of the new body? It's, and in the long run, will it save you money?
Oh, yeah, I believe so. I mean, just like the whole engine Elmore package deal, I mean, it's really been nice. But, yeah, I think appearance-wise, I think the car looked really nice. I definitely think they're taking more of a beating where somebody, you know, door slams you a little bit. That looks like it, from what everybody else is saying and what other people's cars look like it bounced back out. So they don't, you know, you don't have to take them to a body shop. So I think in the long run, just like the motors, I think it's going to be a good investment, and I think it'll save teams down the road in the long term.
And Ray, why choose ARCA over other series that you could possibly run? You have some background in the K&N series and in other racing series. What makes ARCA so special for you?
Well, I really, to be honest with you, it's more of a family-type atmosphere. It's like, you know, if you have any questions, everybody's really don't mind trying to help you. I mean, I've had a ton of help from the Kimballs, and I couldn't have done as good as we've done as far as without their help. And just, you know, I mean, they've really bent over backwards helping us. And, I mean, went to Daytona, I didn't even have a pit crew. We hardly had any pit equipment, to be honest with you. My dream since I was a little kid was just to go down to Daytona. I just wanted to make the race. And that's it. I mean, but, man, the qualify seventh kind of just blew us away. And I was like, okay, we better find a pit crew. So we actually hired a pit crew that day because I didn't have nobody. I mean, I just really, honestly, I just, all I was worried about was just making the race and just say I did it. You know, it just was part of my bucket list as a kid, and I did it. But, man, just to qualify seventh, to be honest with you, it was like a win. I mean, all we have is a little 38-foot trailer and a couple, you know, guys that help us for free, and just kind of blew us away, to be honest with you.
Well, you know, just hearing that kind of makes it, you know, I have the same reasons for being involved with ARCA myself. It is that family atmosphere and everybody helping. It isn't the cutthroat attitude as you move up the ladder, so to speak. So, ARCA, I've heard more and more people, just a comfortable, great place to race.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. Really don't feel like there's really no pressure. And I don't feel like you have the politics and just, you know, like I say, everybody just seems like they really want to lend a hand if you have a problem or if you need a part or something like that. And, I mean, just, you know, it's just, I love it. You know, I love it. Mr. Joe Wells and them guys are just real super nice and they're appreciative, you know, participating. And, you know, they know like everybody don't have the real big budgets, but, you know, they don't treat you any different, you know.
No, the treatment is pretty equal in the garage area, that's for sure. They try to take care of everybody and let everybody get a chance to race. So it's just a quality program. And your Elmore, how many Elmores do you have? You have just the one motor, or do you have more than one?
No, sir, I just have one motor right now.
Wow. And you can.
Yeah.
The nice thing about that is you can either run Springfield or Salem or Daytona with that motor.
Oh, yeah, that's a great part about it. I mean, you know, you don't need two or three motors. Really, one motor you can run, you know, you can run the whole season really just with one motor. And it saves, like I say, it saves big budgets and saves everything, you know. And I'm really hoping hard to I got a new sponsor come on board, the Stealth Belts. And we're really working hard to try to put something together to try to run some more races this year as well as a lot of races next year.
Well, Ray, good luck with all your plans for this year and next year. We're looking forward to seeing you at the racetrack when you're there. We'll stop in and definitely say hello. And I'm going to turn you over to Jeff, and he has a few questions for you, too. Have a great evening,
okay,
thanks for being on the show.
All right, sir. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Hey, Ray, how you doing? Thanks for being on the show tonight. Hey, I know you're from Maryland. What kind of racing did you do back in Maryland in your earlier days?
I still do. I used to race the dirt late model. I raced the asphalt at Old Dominion Speedway. And then I race the E-Mod now. I took it down Florida and ran down there during Speed Week a little bit while we was in Daytona with the ARCA car.
for people who don't know what E-mod, what is an E-mod?
They're just really like a open wheel modified. They're a ton of fun. They run them a lot out west and all that. And this is actually a first year for me. I got rid of my late model and went to that and give that a try. It seems a lot more fun. It's got more of a stock clip in the front of it. So it's been a lot of fun racing them things.
And what other kind of racing have you done besides I know you did the K&N and stuff and like, so what other things have you done?
Well, I mean, I used to race motocross when I was younger. I did some go-kart racing, street stock, asphalt street stock, and asphalt late model racing. And then I got into, K&N series, did that for a little bit. And then went dirt racing with a late model, now the E-mods, and then trying to do some ARCA racing.
Now, how many ARCA races have you done in the past few years altogether?
I want to say maybe 9 or something like that, around about 6-9 races, I would think, something like that.
And you're just going to run a few more this year and try to get your stuff ready for next year?
Yeah. I mean, I like to do Pocono and the dirt, especially the dirt races. I love the dirt races. They're a ton of fun. That Springfield is really nice out there. And like I said, I was fortunate enough to, get a relationship with Stealth Belt and United by Ostomy American Association and try to spread the word of what, ostomy bags and living your life with it, and Crohn's disease, and because I have both. So it's a little bit of a challenge sometimes with having an ostomy bag, but, you still got to, no matter what challenges you face in life, you still want to chase your dreams, you got to keep going.
Now, are you driving your own cars this year, or are you driving for somebody?
No, sir. I went ahead and we just put my own car together, so we kind of got our own team.
All right, Ray. Thanks for your time, and I'll turn you back over to Rowdy.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff. Well, I tell you, 7th at Daytona, you had to have been on fire that night when you went home. Did you sleep that night?
Nah, I was pretty excited. I ain't gonna lie. It felt like a win, to be truthful with you.
Hey, I wish I would have just went down there and touched you and felt some of that energy.
And believe it or not, we actually did that with the right front fender laying down on the tire. I ain't gonna lie to you. I didn't think it was gonna make it all the way around. I thought the tire was gonna pop, and by the time we finished, it was down to the cords. But I could only imagine if that fender wasn't damaged like it was, it might have been even better.
Well, bouncing back to that's why we love ARCA. It's family. They'll lend you the shirt off the back, but when they throw the green flag, they ready to pop you in the mouth, and when the checker's over, it's back to we're brothers and sisters again. And what can I love?
Great, man.
It really is. And it's special, especially to all these kids that finally get to meet a race car driver, and to see the look on these kids' face when they see meet and greets with y'all, it's just priceless. Cup is missing out. People don't realize that you can go down and actually get one-on-one with these drivers, folks, and it's special.
Love it. We love the fans coming down and signing autographs and greeting them. And trust me, it wasn't for the fans. None of us back here doing it. So we appreciate all the time and money they spend coming to watch us and supporting us. It means a lot,
Exactly. I mean, those are the people that work hard to come on Saturdays and Sundays to watch y'all race. And ARCA treats them special. Tell everybody about your sponsor. Let's give them where the people that's helping you put this together for you, your sponsors, and the ones that you want to give all the thanks, and then how we can follow you and keep up with you on social media.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Really a big shout-out to all my crew guys. Without them, I couldn't do this without their help, and my brother especially for taking his time away from his family and keep my car going, and Stealth Belt, who just came on board. And what's really cool about Stealth Belt is, a lot of people don't know this, but I actually lost my colon 2 years ago from precancer cells, and it was really tough coming back racing because I didn't really feel like I had the support with the belts and all go over, and every time I'd race, I had to put a new ostomy bag on because it was kind of pulled away from my skin, and fortunately, I was looking for a way that would help me, you know, feel more comfortable in the car, and I came across Richard and them guys, and they make a really cool sports belt that really protects and gives your makes you real comfortable and supports your ostomy bag. So when you're running around and doing certain things, you know, you don't have to worry about that thing coming off. So they really make a great product, and I can't thank them enough for coming on board and helping me. And same with United Ostomy American Association, and all they do, we're trying to help people with, you know, all the different programs and support groups that they have to, you know, help people that, you know, that have challenges with the ostomy bags and stuff like that. So they're all there, man. I can't thank them enough for everything they do for everybody.
Hey, congratulations on 13th at Talladega. 13's never been a bad number in my book. I'm sorry. You know,
no, I love
that, that would be pretty special at Talladega being 13th. And especially in what you – how did you avoid the melee at the end? Where was you at when that happened?
I got lucky, I guess, now you think about it. I wasn't thinking about it at the time. I was pretty upset, but I blew a right front tire, ran over some debris, and blew a right front tire. So I kind of got behind, and I had Papa drafted me, trying to keep us up on the lead lap, and that's when the whole big thing happened. So I kind of just dodged the bullet, to be honest with you, I guess.
Where a cut tire sometimes paid off, you think?
Oh, yeah. It definitely did for us.
Well, Ray, appreciate follow you on social media. Where can they catch you on Facebook? How can they keep up with you?
Yeah, I just got – Facebook, usually, you know, you look on the Ray Ciccarelli, C-I-C-C-A-R-E-L-L-I. I kind of pretty much do a lot of pictures of the racing and where we at and my dirt car and when we do the ARCA stuff, so I kind of keep everybody updated on what's going on.
Well, Ray, we appreciate it. Looking forward to meeting you at the racetrack. Thanks for coming on the Rowdy Maglite Show tonight.
Great. Appreciate y'all having me, and thanks for everything.
Appreciate it, Ray.
Okay, now. Have a good night.
You too. All right, guys. Hey. Mark, we should have it. That would have been a sight to be around in Daytona, them sitting there at seventh on the pole, wouldn't it?
Wow. Yeah, that'd be cloud nine, definitely, Rowdy. like you said, he didn't sleep much that night.
What a story. Didn't even have a crew set up, but he knew when he was qualified seventh, he knew he would need one, wouldn't he?
Well, they were able to get a group of guys together to pit him, and they had a decent finish and until things happened. And, they really pulled it off, and that's what makes ARCA so special. Huh, Rowdy?
I'd say Elmore right on target. Anybody can compete.
You can. You can. It's just probably the best racing series in the U.S. right now for stock cars going on, and people need to get out there and check it out and enjoy it. There is some really good racing going on.
You're absolutely right, Mark. That Elmore and the composite body, he just said it. You heard Ray say it. It will take a little beating. It'll come right back out. Metal, you got to spend a little time hammering it back out. It's different. Mark, we've seen it, haven't we, Jeff? We've seen it firsthand at Nashville. Those caution flags, you would have thought half the field wouldn't have fenders on it. Went down there. I went to every car. And I posted every car that was severely damaged, and there wasn't like five. And we had all those cautions. Most of them, you know, was running the composites, and it really didn't tear the car up. It worked on the route, but it didn't work on the body. It breaks the
no,
car
Rowdy,
up
we,
where
you
it
know,
needs
you,
to be.
Up close, you could tell the difference, but from the grandstands, you can't. But, Yeah, it's the composite body has made its way. It's going to be here for the near future, and I think things are looking bright for ARCA all the way from the engine package, the tire package, and the body package. They've really got a good thing going on right now.
Exactly. Well, you know, there's Wayne Hickson, you know, Hickson Motorsports. They're running Elmore's, and look where they're sitting at, you know. He's got a 13th finished car.
Well,
he had troubles with one, but, you know.
I've noticed a few of the non-Elmore teams in the pit areas, Nashville, Daytona, Talladega, and I'm sure we'll see it this weekend in Salem and this weekend at Toledo. The ones who don't have the Elmores are trying to get their hands on one, and there's a few teams that I saw talking with the Elmore reps, and the next thing you know, we're not going to have these legacy engines anymore, Rowdy. It's going to be all the Elmores. It's the only way you can really go.
It is. They've got them restricted down where they can't weigh in. So, I mean, I would say if you got an old engine, if you got a 12th place finish, you were doing pretty good.
I agree. And in order to run the top 10, you have no choice. But and that's super speedway or short track or the dirt. You need the Elmore engine.
Yep. Well, you know, I keep wishing my life away here, but it's going to be interesting to see the field of composite bodies at Daytona.
Yeah, it'll be interesting next February, won't it, Rowdy? Looking forward to checking it out, and it'll be a whole new world for ARCA next season.
Yeah. Well, it'll be the beginning. Of course, we just witnessed the end of the steel bodies.
That's a shame. I kind of, tugging at the heart, and that's what it is. The time has come, and I'll miss the steel bodies. That made the car special in a way, but the way ARCA's been able to work their program, like I said, the time has come, and even other divisions and series are looking at the composite bodies also as a money saving effort. So yeah, it's the wave of the future, I believe.
Well, that steel body, it's got that Chevrolet Monte Carlo's got a blade on it like a bulldozer. That bumper, it is huge. It looks like it's just for pushing. You know what it's for.
Well, looking at the cars go through tech towards the end of the year between the steel-bodied and the composite-bodied cars, there had to be some tolerances for the steel-bodied cars, because as the year went by, they just got a little tougher and tougher to meet all those templates that they need to go through.
Yep. Well, so what's some of the late model news there, Mark?
Oh, there's lots of late model news, Rowdy. What do we got coming up? Let's talk about Toledo a little bit more. Tyler Roerig, a young super late model driver, wins almost everything he gets into. Had a bad accident a couple, 3 years ago at Anderson Speedway and missed a year. Came back like he doesn't miss a beat. The last two seasons is getting his ARCA debut this weekend at Toledo. And if he can get a handle on how the cars handle, he could very well win this race. And I guess we had on a couple, 3 weeks ago, Natalie Decker is making her debut at ARCA for the Venturini Motorsports team. And the ARCA Midwest Tour will be in Wausau, Wisconsin, Saturday night for a 100-lapper. And there's a big, big racing weekend at Bristol, and it isn't including the NASCAR guys. Super late models, pro late model stocks, late model sportsmen, iMods, which would probably be very similar to the eMods that Ray was talking about, and the street stock division are all running at Bristol, Tennessee this weekend in special races and special events for each division. So it's going to be quite the show. They're paying out a nice buck for it, and they got a heck of a crowd coming into Bristol this weekend for racing. So besides the ARCA race at Toledo on Sunday, that's about what's going on this weekend. And then the next weekend, we're getting ready for Memorial Day. So, wow, it's coming up here before we know it, Rowdy.
Oh, I'm telling you, Mark, that next weekend's a big weekend too.
It is. It is. Lots of racing. I know we'll get to at least one race this weekend, possibly two that weekend. But I think on Sunday I'll be like a lot of folks. I'll be settling in and watching 1,100 miles of racing between Indy and Charlotte. So it's going to be a heck of a day. It always is, and it's Memorial Day weekend here. So let's enjoy it and remember why we're celebrating this weekend.
Well, you know, I hope Bristol, they just load Bristol down. I hope that's the biggest event they'll have all year. It should be all by right.
Roddy, I don't know what it is for a ticket, but I can tell you what, compared to a NASCAR weekend, I'm sure it's much more affordable.
Exactly. I went to a night race. I tell you, I didn't like it. I didn't enjoy it.
I can't say I didn't enjoy it. I enjoyed the race, and I enjoyed my experience. Bristol's a unique experience. But I think you and I have agreed, if we had our choices, we'd rather go back to Richmond or Martinsville.
Yeah. Richmond's a great track. I like Richmond. I can't understand why Richmond's not selling more tickets.
Well, you'd say that for a lot of racetracks right now, Rowdy.
Exactly, Mark. Exactly. Yeah,
so,
exactly.
The crowds at the ARCA races have been good compared to last year, so I think they're on the rise, and I think their television exposure is even better too.
Well, you know, when we sat in on the press end of it this year, everything was in the positive on viewer attendance. Our age group was up, well, I believe it said 37%. That's pretty good.
Yep, it was. And I think that they're going to do even better this year.
And, Mark, something else you said a while ago. Hey, and I'm going to download or post some stuff about Natalie here when we get done, but there's Natalie Decker going to make her first start with Venturini Motorsports this weekend at Toledo. That's another reason to watch the race. If you're not there, tune in and watch Natalie make her first ARCA debut.
No, I'm looking forward to seeing how she handles it and does this weekend. And she has a tough road to go, but I think she's up for it. She needs to be in good equipment, and she is in good equipment if she wants to show herself. So, yeah, that's going to be quite the race for her.
Yeah. One place to get broke in, start.
Yep, it's a heck of a place. But she's used to running tracks like that in Wisconsin area. Lacrosse, Marshfield, a few other big half miles, Madison, a big high banked half mile oval. So I think she'll adapt fairly well to the track. I'm just not sure how she's going to tap to the bigger cars this time.
Well, I hope the weather's good where she can get some track time. And I'm sure she got to practice because they've been doing tests in there. Hey, let's stop just a minute. Let's play this and come back and do the next part.
Rowdy, you're our gang leader. Let her rip.
He was always the bushwhacker at the Floribama Lounge. A northern boy just soaking in the virtues of the South. Driven down from Boston, he left 5 feet of snow. Takes after those white sugar strands to the Gulf of Mexico. Waved his hands in the air, his voice rose through the roof. Spreading the message of his undisputed truth. Like an old-time revival, his old spirits gave him wings. And said this is the promised land, it's one of the heart of Dixie made. If you get that special feeling that goes deep into your bones, if you've been moved by power grooves coming out of muscle show, if you ever scream war eagle, we got out rolled him tight. Life that y'all have down here. Smoky taste, Greenland ribs washed down with nice cold beer. Ain't first place in Montgomery, and you know he saw the light. Ain't nothing like those sweet magnolia nights. In the tight curves of a southern girl in those Talladega nights. Alabama gang from Hueytown or Rocket City, right? Mighty Crow in Mobile, those old boys in Fort Payne. The magic in this state will always live up to its brain. If you get that special feeling that goes deep into your bones, if you've been moved by power grooves coming out of muscle show, if you ever dream war eagle, we got our roll down tight.
Is absolutely what we're going to be able to tell Todd when I kick him in the butt and put him on the train back to New York. You've been baptized.
You know what? Being baptized by Talladega and you kicking me in my butt would be worth every feel of it.
Well, Todd, I'd been to Talladega before I met Rowdy, and it had been a few years since I'd been back. It's not the same the first time. It was nice, but to be baptized with Rowdy, that's what you want. That's you're getting the full scope of the program then.
Oh, my gosh. Go down to the Dega Do Club, and I've got a newbie with me, and he comes and we're VIP there, brings us to the back, and I looked at Shane, that's a guy, a rookie with me, and he looked at me, shook his head. He goes, we can't treat him like we normally do because we got so much going on tonight. But here, he puts the tape on him and gives him the spiel of what happens when you get your rookie stripe there. Shane
yep.
leaves, and he looks, and Nick looks at me and goes, is that true? I said, it's absolutely everything you told you is going to happen. He disappears, and I go to where our meeting spot is, and I'm like, what happened to you, Nick? He said, I had so many shots in there, I wouldn't be able to go see the race tomorrow. I had to leave. He got good baptized quick. And Mark's been there on the boulevard, hadn't you, Mark?
Hoo-wee! Got my eyes full of a lot of different things. It is a, it's a sight, it's a smell. It takes in all your senses. Things you just can't believe are happening, and it's a lot of fun. And everybody enjoys it, and usually the crowds are pretty, pretty good. They don't get too crazy, and you know, they just enjoy themselves.
So does this mean I should bring sunglasses with me to cover my eyes?
Well, that's up to you, how vain you may be, Todd, because, you know, sometimes their eyes look good, sometimes their eyes look bad. It's just about, you know, how much you enjoy yourself that evening.
Well, I'm not a big drinker, so...
Well, neither am I, so we'll be in good company, Todd.
Oh, cool.
It's not all about the drinking, Todd. It's just about fellowship and having fun.
No.
Well said, Rowdy.
Yeah, I mean, really, all in all, you know, of course, you know, in anything, you got people at college football games, you got people that drink too much. Every event, everything, you got people that do the wrong thing. And it's not hard to find anywhere. But all in all, it's really a great place. And just use common sense. You know, it's all it takes. Use common sense.
It's watching all the other people make fools of themselves.
Hey,
Jeff, that's the pressure without the pressure.
That's it.
That was absolutely on target about ARCA. It's the pressure with no pressure.
It's just regular old Saturday night racing, no matter what day or track they're at. It's always the same with ARCA. And from the guy holding the pit road stop sign, Teron Drager, and everybody in between, they're just the best.
Yeah. Well, Mark, we're lucky. We're on the inside looking out. And for us to be able to go down and see James Hilton and Wayne Peterson, you know, some of the great legends and a lot more.
Oh, that's for sure, Rowdy. And being able to see Wayne go out in the car at Talladega, that was special. One last time, I guess, and what a, you know, what a great guy to go out and do that with those steel cars for one last time. What do you think?
You know, I did not realize that, Mark, until you just said that. His last trip around Talladega at an event in a steel body car. Wow.
Yeah, that there was some history when he pulled out that day, Rowdy.
Yeah, got a lot of nice pictures of that too.
They did. You did. Don did. Don put a shot up of me on Facebook that at least you could have got me smiling, Don.
Yeah, Don, what about that picture, huh? At least
well,
you didn't have a plumber's crack.
Yeah, you can't get them all, you know.
Well, did you see what my mom, my wife posted underneath it?
Oh, no, I hadn't looked. Let me look.
She put,
quick.
Oh, no, don't cancel the races. That was the look I had.
Oh, Lord.
No, I appreciate it, Don. That was a nice surprise. I looked there. Who is that guy? Oh, it's me.
Darn. I didn't take too many pictures. Over 300.
Oh, yeah, that's
I'll
a slow week for you.
Hey. Hey, you are smiling. Well, I don't know. No, maybe you're frowning.
Thanks, Don.
You're welcome.
The Rowdy Maglite Show official photographer.
There he is.
That's right.
He is. Hey, where are we gonna? What track am I gonna see you next at, Don?
Well, you know, if Rowdy would stop and pick me up, it might be Toledo.
Hey, we both welcome you guys with open arms. You'd like Toledo?
Oh yeah, well. I had never been. I've been up there with Wayne, but not to the racetrack.
Okay.
It's a long way up there.
Yeah. Now you know how far we're coming down to visit you guys at Talladega.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah. It's not too bad.
Downhill,
you know,
if it does.
Yeah. It's 10 hours, maybe something like that. Somewhere in the neighborhood.
All right, y'all, I think I got Ed here. Let's hold on.
Hey,
Ed, we got you live now. Hey, Ed.
Yeah, you got Ed. Me, Ben. I'm here.
Well,
I mean, Rowdy,
well,
excuse
Ed me. Ed Hurts to the Rowdy Maglite Show. Ed, tell us some more about your Motor Fest. We've every Monday night we kind of talked about it, keeping Jeff fired up, and it's getting down to the wire now. Do you know some of the folks that are coming?
Yeah, we do. I'll mention a couple of them tonight. I'm not going to give the farm away again. We're going to put out a press release, but we've got some great people coming, great supporters. We're going to actually. Unveiled the new Sam Bass Kidney Support Foundation as well. Sam Bass will be on hand. Larry McReynolds, Jeff Hammond, Bobby Allison. Let's see here. Buzz McKim from the Hall of Fame. Reed Sorensen. There's a lot of drivers that are coming. Ned Jarrett. They're just a few of the drivers that I'll mention for now. We still have several that are supposed to commit by tomorrow, and then we'll release the list. We're at around 91 Hall of Famers, drivers, and legends right now.
So, Ed, if I was a driver and listening to the show, how would I get a hold of you? How do we, if I wanted to be part of this?
You can, you can put my phone number out there. You've got my phone number, Rowdy. If you know somebody that wants to call me and get in on the show, or they can email me, I can give you my email on the show here now, or I'll give you my phone number too. It doesn't matter. If someone's interested in coming on.
Okay. I had talked to several guys that actually live up there in Concord and was interested in stopping by and being part of your little deal. Talk to them at Talladega.
Oh, that would be great. I've had a couple of ARCA drivers call as well, and I believe Mike Aparano, he's going to try to stop by, and Mike Seneca and several of them. But if you want to get a hold to me and you're interested in coming and signing autographs or contributing to the Sam Bass Kidney Foundation, my number is 919-422-1818. And that'll give everybody a little opportunity to call, just not the general public. I normally don't put this number out, but this is a great, great cause. We have U.S. senators and congressmen coming and mayors of many towns in North Carolina coming, generals from Washington and from the Department of Defense, and it's just turning out to be a super, super huge show, Rowdy. It's really went viral.
I can tell by your Facebook page, the like page that you have up, it has, Ed. I think y'all onto something really, really great there. Hey, Mark, I'm going to throw you over to Mark. Mark, you're on with Ed live.
Hey, Ed, how are you doing tonight? Thanks for being on the show again. We love having you on.
Oh, thank you so much, Mark. And we enjoy being on there and being able to express our opinions and feelings about the MotorFest 2017 and what we're trying to accomplish for the fans. Being able to break down the barriers is something we started 6 years ago, Jack Martin of Racing Plus and myself at New Generation Motorsports Marketing. We broke down the barriers and said, hey, that's enough of the fences. That's enough of the wristbands. That's enough of having paying the money. We're breaking it down. Here we have 91 racing legends, Hall of Famers, and current drivers, and it's free. And there are no fences. There are no wristbands. There are no barriers. Come and enjoy yourself. This is what part of our program that we strive to and work for 6 years to get to this point.
Wow, what, 6 years of a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, I'm sure. And congratulations on your frustration and coming to about. And wish I could be there. Gosh, I wish I could be there. I know you're going to have it again, but the inaugural one's always the special one. So I just wish you the best of luck. You think about us while, you know, this event's going on, because maybe next year we'll be there broadcasting.
Hey, that would be great. We have a lot of people that are, a lot of radio shows that are actually going to be broadcasting live remote. And we'll also be, we've got some people coming in that are going to broadcast live on Facebook. So on May the 26th from 10 o'clock until about 3, there'll be all kinds of live Facebook broadcast. I think it'll give the fans that don't have an opportunity to be there, and all of our Facebook family, racing fans, you'll get a chance to actually really see what's going on.
Well, Ed, you and your associates have come up with a home run, I think, here, and I just wish I could be there, and I wish you the best of luck, and like I said, think of us, and I'm going to turn you over to Jeff, because I think Jeff's got a couple questions for you.
Okay, great. Mark, it's good to talk to you again. God bless you, and we hope to see you as soon as we can.
Thanks, Ed. You too.
Hey, Ed, how you doing? Thanks for being on the show again, and thanks for what you're doing. It's a great thing what you're doing, and I hope it goes on for many years. Like Mark said, we're really disappointed we're not going to be able to make it there this year, and hopefully it's going to go on for many, many years. Can you tell the listeners like what the hours are going to be and where it's going to be?
Yeah, it'll be at the Speedway Harley-Davidson in Concord, North Carolina, and that's just prior. If you're coming off the interstate and you're headed up toward the racetrack, it'll be on the right there. I'm sure you won't miss it, that's for sure. The address is 10,049 Weddington Road Extension, Concord. And the actual tribute to the veterans starts promptly at 10 o'clock and goes to 11. And then from 11 to 11:30 is the special tribute to our great artist, Sam Bass. And we have a huge turnout of individuals for that as well. Some very, very well notables. I won't mention their names yet, but just great turnout there. And then from 11:30 to 12:30, we have a live auction. And I'm going to tell you something about this live auction and silent auction. You'll never, ever see the amount of top high-end Race ran autographed sheet metal from all of the Monster Energy Cup teams, Xfinity teams, items like Robert Presley's racing shoes, for example, from some of the older drivers, tons of Sam Bass prints autographed. Everything we've got just about is autographed, and we have never, we've had a lot over the years, but we've never had the collection that we have this year that will be displayed for the fans to be able to buy. Unbelievable what we have.
Now, your press when you do your press release tomorrow, where will your press how will people be able to get to your press release to see who's actually going to be there?
Hopefully you'll be able to catch us on FS1, but they won't put that on tour till I think Friday. I also understand from Larry and Jeff that they're going to do a mention of us on Race Hub as well. So we probably will be there. J-Skis, you can get us on J-Skis, the Charlotte News and Observer, WFNY TV Channel 2 in Greensboro, Fox 46 in Charlotte. There'll be a wide range of radio stations and TV stations when we do the press release. So you'll be able to catch it on a lot of the news channels, and there'll be a lot of PSAs as well put out by the different racing networks themselves.
Now, the people you're going to be having there, the drivers and car owners and et cetera, are they going to be there from, like, all day from the start to finish, or is it going to be, like, certain times different drivers are going to be there, or how's it going to work?
As of now, most of them are coming to be there at 10 because of the huge tribute, 10 a.m., because of the huge tribute to the veterans and the dignitaries coming in from Washington and from the Department of the Defense. They want to see this choreographed show, be there on hand also for Sam Bass's tribute, and most of them are going to stay on through to probably 2 to 3 o'clock. We have so many that we actually will have 2 sittings that will start at 12:30, and we'll split them up 50 per sitting because it's just kind of hard to line 100 of them up in a row. So we'll have 2 sittings between 12:30 and 3 o'clock. So we're hoping to get everybody will get a chance to get all of the autographs, and we also have a special deal made up for and T-shirts made up so that they can get those as well and have them autographed by all the drivers and all the Hall of Famers that are going to be on hand. So lots of work has been put into caring for the fans, not for ourselves, not for our pocketbooks, but for the fans and for the charity themselves.
All right, Ed, I commend you for what you've done for all the race fans, and I'm going to thank you for all the race fans of what you're putting together. Like I said, this is going to be a huge success. I think you're going to have more people than you realize you think you're going to have, and thank you from all the race fans out there.
And thank you, too, Jeff and Rowdy, Mark, all you guys. Your show is great. I do listen to it. Enjoy it. You guys are a class act. Jesus, I hope we run into each other at the racetrack again, too. Rowdy, I met him down at Daytona. I'm looking forward to doing that again.
Hey, that was, you know, I was sitting there while you was telling all the great things that was going on, and I'm thinking, you know, people downgrade Facebook, but I've had a lot of true success with race fans off of Facebook. And, Ed, you're one of them. You know, we bumped into each other down while you were actually – that was the first Facebook Live program I'd ever been on, and I know for Jeff and Mark's experience, too. And we had a great time. It was great seeing you. And the whole weekend was fun. But getting back to Facebook, there is a lot of positive. And, Ed, man, you got a great thing going on there. I wish I lived closer where I could volunteer and help you, because that's exactly what I love to do. You know, we're involved in the VBS with Brad Smith with Big Brothers Big Sisters, and we're doing 6 tracks, and that's what turned out to be a lot of work, but it's rewarding work, you know, and I admire you. That's what's killed NASCAR is the barriers, the wristbands, the extra for this, the extra for that, when it used to be free, and that cost you. And look what little that they've made, they've gained off that charge of that admission, I think they've lost in the seats of the stands.
No, I have to agree with you, Rowdy. The reason we're doing it for free is, I mean, sure, we could charge $10 a head like some of the other events, and I won't mention their names around the Charlotte area, and make $10,000 or $15,000 extra and give to the charities. But we'll make what we make. Whatever the good Lord possesses us with, that's what we'll make. Let the fans see and meet all these people without all of the barriers and the money. For crying out loud, there are a lot of race fans out there that are budgeted and don't have the opportunity. Well, they do now. And we're going to see to it that it happens, God willing.
Well, Ed, thank you, sir. I'm like Jeff. Thanks for everybody that's listening. You know, it's time for racers to start giving back. They've been lucky enough to get these millions of dollars, the top-notch drivers, and it's time to give back, and I know they do. But, Ed, thank you again. And you want to tell everybody where they can find you? You already throwed out your number, but you've got your Facebook page.
Oh, yeah, they can find me on Facebook, and it's Ed and last name Heintz, H-E-I-N-T-Z. I almost like the ketchup, but it's got a T before the Z. So Ed Heintz, and you'll see a picture of my profile picture is with Glenn and Bernice and Benny Wood standing beside Glenn's car. That's my profile picture. So if you see another Ed Heintz, that's a fake one, just kind of like the fake news.
Thank you, Ed. Appreciate it. Hey, anyway, we can help you next week, just holler at us. You know, you're welcome to come back on and talk about it again if you want to.
Yeah, we can come back on, and we'll mention a few, get some more names out there for the fans. And yes, really, you got to think about it. You are helping. You may not be up here, but by giving us the opportunity to come on your show and express our feelings about our ventures and what we're trying to do for the fans, and to give out the names and how we're going to do things, you're helping us a great, great deal. So I give my thanks to you guys, and kudos to all of you.
Thank you, Ed. Thank
all
you,
righty.
Ed. And, hey, we'll do the same time next week if you want to stop by.
Sure, I'll be glad to stop by. At 8:10, I'll write it down, and I'll bring some more names, and I'll have a whole lot more information for you next week for the fans and everyone. And God bless y'all. And really, thank you, Jeff, Mark, Rowdy. Thank y'all for letting us come on and tell a little bit about what we're doing. We appreciate it greatly.
All right. Bro.
We appreciate you, Ed.
Thanks, Ed.
Thank you, sir. Y'all have a blessed evening. Godspeed. And remember, for God and country.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Okay, guys. Hey, that's the place to be next week. Now, well, that would be you never rule it out till it's the day before for me. That's I like to say I could go, but
I'm saying we got to go, man. I'm ready to go.
You know, it's hard to believe that Memorial Day weekend's only 2 weeks away, guys.
I know.
I can still put in for the day off.
Jeff, yeah, it'd be a great trip, but I just don't see it happening, my friend.
Me neither.
What time does the train leave?
Way to go, Todd.
All right, Todd, what you got to close out the show tonight? You've hung on all night?
Well, you know, people like Ed that does such wonderful things for fans, that's the people that I look up to, because they're going out of their way to try to do something so great and amazing for the fans, including myself, that, you know, just don't happen all the time. So by that stuff going on is the most wonderful thing you could ever ask for.
And 6 years worth in the workings, too.
Yeah, 6 years, and it's in your budget. Absolutely free. That's pretty cool. That's pretty good. And, hey, they're passionate about it. It's passionate about it.
Well, Rowdy, make sure you get the information up on your page. Then I can go on and get a couple of these guys on my Facebook so I can keep up on what's going on.
I'll do it. Appreciate coming in tonight.
Thank you, sir.
Good night, Todd.
Todd? What's the closer for you?
Well,
anything new from out of Braceville, Pulaskiville?
First time caller. You got anything for a first time caller?
Don't grow corn in the winter.
No, I don't know. We need to have a race this week.
I always file a police report.
Oh, okay, all right. Yeah, I learned my lesson the hard way. That's that, you know. I wasn't worried. We didn't do anything to mine. I wasn't worried about it. Now the guy's going to make like a you-know-what and throw a big stink in it. But
so have you heard anything out of Wayne's garage?
No, I haven't heard anything from him. I'm sure they're trying to scratch around and get the Toledo.
Well, you need to get out there and get the scoop so you have a scoop on them come Monday.
Yeah, I'll find out.
They're in the backyard.
Yeah, I'll find out the latest sometime this week.
And don't park behind Wayne's vehicles either.
No.
You don't even want to drive in the yard. Yeah, you're better off just walking over there.
That's right.
Yeah. But, he drives worse than I do.
Oh, you don't drive bad. You didn't scare me at all the other night when we went out for breakfast, Dan.
Yeah, well, we didn't get out on the big road, really.
Okay.
And then I didn't have that camper behind me.
Yeah.
Well, all right.
You know, I'm not bad.
Next week, get us up to speed with Wayne over there.
I'll do it. I'll get us a racing report.
All right. We'll talk to you next Monday night.
All righty. Sounds good.
Jeff, your closer.
Just looking forward to Toledo this weekend. Should be a good, exciting race. So everybody tune in and if you try to get to the race if you can. It should be a good race on the short half-mile high bank.
Hey.
And we will have the winner on next Monday.
Hey, let's work at it, guys. That's what I'm looking forward to. Let's hit five in a row.
Our goal is to do every single winner this year if we can. So, yeah, we got to keep it up.
They'll be on. Everybody wants to be on the show now.
We're more popular than we even realize, and I'm glad people like Ed listen to us and enjoy us, and Todd and Don and all those listeners out there. So, you guys got the number. Call in every once in a while. Say hello to us. We miss you.
We're supposed to have a crazy Canadian listening tonight, too. So, hey, I know we got somebody from Canada.
Well, good. We're going international now, Rowdy.
Oh, yeah. I got friends that listen to us in the Philippines.
There we go. We're all over the planet, so you want to listen, all you have to do is get on the internet.
Mark, what you got for the close of the night?
Well, I hope everybody had a good Mother's Day and well deserved for all those mothers out there. And looking forward to Toledo. Nice track, nice facility, good racing facility. We have a good car count, a good solid car count. I think Jeff and I, and hopefully you, Rowdy, will see a good race this Sunday. And Fox Sports 1 has it on a delay, so check your local broadcast schedule at Fox Sports 1 for the race. And till next week, we'll be seeing you.
Well, it is a Fox 1. It's another one of those races that it boils down to you never know who's going to win it.
That's right, Rowdy. There's some really good young talent that could be a surprise. Last year we had a surprise winner with Maya Snyder. There's no reason we can't have something like that again this season.
And I think even Harrison Burton's going to be there this weekend, too.
You're correct, Jeff. He is there. And you and I have seen him run quite a few late model races. So we'll see how he deals with these bigger, heavier cars. And they're going to be a little different than the K&N cars he's used to, too. But I have a feeling he could perform really well this weekend. He's in a good car. He's in a winning car.
Whatever he gets in, he's good. He's good in anything he gets in, honestly. So I don't think he's going to have too much of a problem this weekend. I know he's been out there testing it with his dad and stuff like that. So I think he'll be a contender.
I have to agree with you, Jeff, and I'm looking forward to seeing how he runs this Sunday with a full pack of cars snarling around that little itty-bitty half mile at a really fast pace. So he can handle it, and he could very well come away the winner. And what a great winner to have on the show next week, huh?
Yes, but just don't get too close to them working on their cars.
Well, you know, some people think we're spies out there.
Yeah.
Well, I had that pulled on me with Chase Elliott. I'm like, so, come on, give me a break here.
Well, this happened in Derby a couple of years ago, Rowdy, and after you spend the whole weekend like we are this year, you'll see why stuff like that happens. They're very protective about what they're running.
Well, you know, the Elmore, everybody's got an Elmore. It's supposed to be the same.
Well, you would think so, but it's how you put that Elmore to the ground and get it to go around the track. You still have to have the tires, suspension, and the whole program. So just the engine alone isn't going to make you competitive. You still have to have the whole package, Rowdy.
Yeah, exactly. Well, all right, guys. This is a place we need to go. In October, when y'all come in, just go check this Autobahn out.
Autobahn Indoor Speedway is Birmingham's premier corporate events venue. When your team races together at speeds up to 50 miles per hour in their electric pro karts, they'll leave with a recharged new bond. They guarantee it. For more information on how to book your company event, visit AutobahnSpeed.com.
That's right. It's a great place,
I'm ready.
Guys. I'm looking to go forward to going back.
Well, we'll have fun, Rowdy. We'll have fun. That's for sure.
Well, we always do, Mark. So, I guess it's going to be down to the end of this, and we'll be back here Monday night, hopefully with a winner in Winter's Circle.
You got it, Rowdy. You got it. Everybody have a good week, and I'll talk with you soon.
All right, Mark, Jeff, Don, Todd, good night. Keep that light shining.
Yes, sir.
See you in Toledo.